are struggling and if you are considering, maybe this vegan diet isn't for me, maybe this isn't for me, maybe I just need to include some eggs or some fish or something else, I challenge you to spend 1 week making a 1 liter green smoothie per day and then see how you feel. I always look to be proven wrong. So I just want to be the healthiest person possible. I don't want to be necessarily right or wrong or what have you. I just want to be the healthiest version of myself possible. So glad to have you here with me today. I'm gonna share with you how to really stick to a vegan diet long term, okay? So I know that lately lots of people have been going off the vegan diet and going into a more, let's say, okay, carnivore diet or including eggs, fish, chicken. There's various issues that individuals are having with digesting foods. For example, Vegetable Police on YouTube, he's been doing what's known as a carnivore diet. Other individuals have been eating chicken and vegetables to heal various stomach issues, IBS issues. There's all sorts of issues. And I just want to say that diet is one small part of health, okay? There's various, like, health is a broad spectrum, okay? And so diet is one sort of spoke on the wheel of health. There's sleep, sunshine, there's relationships, there's all these various factors. And so diet is one part of this whole holistic perspective of health. And so today I'm going to share with you what I've been doing to really stick to my vegan diet for about 6 years. And I will say that I love all humans regardless of what they eat. I mean, so it's like if someone chooses to eat a particular way and changes their way of eating for a particular reason, I don't love them any less. I just believe in compassion and love. So I know that there's lots of angry vegans, dogmatic vegans. It's like vegan is just a label. So for me, it's just eating plant-based food. And so that's what makes me feel my best. And I really encourage you to do what makes you feel your best. So if you feel an inclination to consume a particular food that you haven't consumed in a while, but you feel like, oh, my body just is craving it, then perhaps it's necessary to give into that craving. But just know that you're still worthy, you're still beautiful, you're still so amazing. And so it's just important to not get too caught up in the labels. But I'm just sharing the labels with you so that you can sort of understand like where I'm coming from in the creation of this video, okay? So I want to share with you one of my secrets, and that is green smoothies. So I consume, this is about 12 ounces of green smoothie, and I consume maybe like, I've stopped juicing for a while. I'm doing a little experiment with not juicing, but I consume probably 6 of these a day. So just over 2 liters of green smoothie a day. And that is how I've really been able to stick to eating these plant-based foods, because I consume a mostly raw plant-based diet. And so I believe in lots of abundance, lots of fruits and vegetables, and that's just what makes me feel my best. And so the way how I've done it is by consuming lots of greens, because there's so many vitamins and minerals in the greens. And also, I actually grow my own wheatgrass, okay? So you'll see how it's sprouting little hairs. Now, you do not need to grow wheatgrass in order to, I have my trays here. I keep these on top of the fridge. They smell so good. And I actually will chew on the little wheat berries as well. After they sprout, they actually lose their gluten. So, yeah. Anyways, it's just so much fun to grow this. And I got these little trays from Amazon. But anyway, my point is the greens, okay? So why lots of vegan individuals take the B12, D3, etc., is because, first of all, D3 comes from the sun, so it's really important to spend time in sunlight. And I live in Canada, colder climate, so when it is sunny out, I get my butt outside. I spend time outside because when I take vitamin D3 supplement, it doesn't make me feel good. I notice how I feel. It does not make me feel good. When I do B vitamin supplements, it doesn't make me feel good. So my body does not work well with supplements. I think I've just really cleansed my body so much that now it's just so sensitive to various supplements made in a factory, in a laboratory. So what I do is I consume various forms of fiber where it contributes to the proliferation of B12 in my gut. Okay, so B12 is a bacteria that actually grows in the intestine. And I get blood tests on a regular basis, and last time I had a blood test, my B12 levels were perfect. So, you know, it really, really, it's like the greens. Just, you have to just get more greens, and just regardless of what your particular preference is, like for eating, it's basically just consume more greens. That's been my experience. So I just have felt like a little bit of, oh, like I think I'm missing something, maybe I'm lacking something. And then I did all this research into the carnivore way of eating and like, oh, why are all these people that used to be vegan, why are they not eating this way anymore? Like what happened? And so I always look to be proven wrong. So I just want to be the healthiest person possible. I don't want to be necessarily right or wrong or what have you. I just want to be the healthiest version of myself possible. And so that's why I looked into these various modalities to see what these other people are doing and why they did it. And so I've discovered though that it's really the greens. So if you are struggling and if you are considering maybe this vegan diet isn't for me, maybe this isn't for me, maybe I just need to include some eggs or some fish or something else, I challenge you to spend 1 week making a 1 liter green smoothie per day and then see how you feel, okay? I have increased my greens intake to 2 pounds per day. It's 2 heads of greens per day, and I make it in a super sweet, delicious green smoothie in a blender, and then I top it with fruit. So it's a nice sweet green smoothie bowl topped with more fruit, and it tastes delicious, and there's no fat, okay, because fat basically inhibits the optimal absorption of the sugars in the fruit. So that is really important to know, especially if you are dealing with any sort of diabetes issue. Now, I really hope that this video was helpful for you because this really changed my life when I discovered, oh, it's the greens. Like I need to just get more greens in because I was really starting to like crave things and I thought, okay, well maybe I can't be vegan anymore. Like maybe this just isn't working for me. All these other people are going off the vegan diet as well. Like maybe I should too, you know? And so then I looked into it and I did a little experiment, green smoothie experiment. And now I just feel on top of the world. So if you're experiencing something like that as well, I want to share this message with you in hopes that it will help you on your journey. So if you enjoyed this video and if you found it helpful, give me a thumbs up and comment below on what you thought and how you are doing in your particular eating journey, whether you are vegan, paleo, macrobiotic, any sort of eating preference that you choose to consume or that you choose to live by, just comment below on what your experience is with it because I know I don't know everything. I mean, every day I'm constantly learning and evolving and growing and expanding, and I really encourage you to do the same. But I know there's always something more that we can teach each other. So I really, really look forward to learning more about what you eat and learning more about your health journey and sharing with you my health journey as well. I hope you have a beautiful day. I will see you again very soon. I'm very, very excited about it.